Hello there, it's Simon Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest of my music features, and I'm back up at Shore 5 Rehearsal Studios up in Wrighton once again, a bit of a regular up here now, and today I've come up to meet three members of a cracking new band by the name of Tuscan Sun. So I've got with me Andy, Chris and Wayne from the band, so thanks for having a chat with us, mate.
Thank you, lads.
And the reason why I've not met Tuscan Sun before is because you are a new band. You've only sort of got going this year in 2016, haven't you? Chris, tell us a little bit about how Tuscan Sun came into being. You know, it's like you say, it's only a few months old, isn't it?
Well, I know people can't see this, but the first time I write, mired me to death to right. a jamming when he started working with me.
That's Andy.
The worst thing I could have done was introduce myself to Andy. And then he mired me, and I said, do you fancy doing a bit of jamming? I said, no chance, Andy, not with you.
Yeah.
So he says, please, I promise, Chris, it'll be really good. So I said, all right, I'll do it, but let's do a bit of original stuff.
Right.
So we did it just together initially, and then Andy knew Ali, who's not here with us.
Yeah.
He's a phenomenal guitarist. He'd done a lot of cover bands in the past.
I see.
So again, we agreed, let's just do original.
Yeah.
And then this gentleman, Wayne, I was amazed by his image, his beard and his tattoos, sold it to me. So I thought he must be a drummer. He said he wasn't a drummer. I persuaded him to play the drums.
Yeah.
And then 6 months later, we're here.
Yeah, good stuff. And I'm intrigued to, on your Facebook page, which is getting loads of hits already, by the way, you describe your music as neo-soul. So what's that all about, Andy? Explain to the listeners what.
It was a phrase coined by an American producer in the early 90s. It's basically like a mix of soul and R&B. It's quite prevalent with music from black origin. So you get people like Lauryn Hill, and a bit different to that, Maroon 5. So we kind of, like, with Christian's influence of soulful singing, we sort of wanted to sort of incorporate that. And we do, like, you know, we do have an interest or a love of soul. I don't know if that's fair
to say.
But we haven't got the trumpets and the saxophones, and so we wanted to do it on the cheap, basically. Yeah. And it's contemporary.
Yeah.
Contemporary soul is another word you might describe it as.
So how long did you kind of practice for before you did your first gig, because you've only done a couple of gigs, haven't you?
We'll
talk about the ones here in a minute, but
but we started jamming as a duo in November, and then introduced Ali to it in December, and then you were January, weren't you? So we're on six months now. And then after about 3.5-4 we did our first gig, but obviously you know, that was a half hour spot, it wasn't you know, a full set length, and it was just building. We did bits of open mics, it's just getting experience and contacts.
Part of this kind of contact thing you mentioned there, Wayne, you did a couple of gigs here, didn't you, at Shore 5 a couple of weeks ago, and you did back to back, and you sold out, didn't you? So I mean,
it was an amazing experience for us. I weren't expecting that response. And like I say, it's my first time that I ever performed me as an individual as well, as well as part of a band. And it was brilliant.
How come you did two?
I think because we put on the first one. And then it sold out within an hour, so we got our heads together and we thought, like, well, let's put a second one on. And like, lo and behold, after an hour, that sold out as well.
You must have a lot of friends and a lot of admirers already,
family, big families, so they have to like us.
We're actually missing the sex appeal for this band in Alistair, so he gets the ladies on board.
I'll have to come along to a gig next time. Great stuff. Okay, so so obviously, you know, everything's going swimmingly well for the first 6 months. What have we got on for the rest of the year? You've got a few things coming up, and I think you're on about recording as well, but the gigs first.
We're privileged, actually, because via Facebook, social media, it's quite an amazing tool, isn't it? But we got contacted about performing at the Lowry Food Fest, which is brilliant, so that's a fantastic opportunity. And then there's an amazing artist that the whole Manchester scene knows about, called Jess Kemp. So we've got the opportunity to support her at the Live Room in Manchester, which is brilliant. And the back end of the year, we're putting together like a mini tour, so to speak, just to try and get our music heard in different areas.
So
we've got a date in Leeds at the Fenton. We're playing Prescott Cables Football Club, you know, to get heard in Liverpool. with Liverpool Arms in Wales, we're up at Richmond at the golf club, and we've got a few dates in Manchester as well. In between that, it's just a case of getting in the studio and trying to record bits. So, and then the back end of the year, we're going to do hopefully an album launch as well.
Brilliant. So what? So the album plans then, Andy? What? Where you're going to record it and stuff? What's?
We haven't properly settled on exactly who. I think we've got a mixture of a few different ideas, really.
Yeah, I mean, we spoke to Studio. Obviously, they're very reputable. They've been recommended by a lot of people, but you've got a few contacts on the Manchester way, actually, as well.
So I have a friend who I used to jam with called Mikey, basically. He's, like, really experienced. He's got, like, a studio, so I think we're going to try and get it on the cheap to be honest. Yeah, so being a new band and everything else. So, yeah, so that's the plan.
So how many tracks would you like to record? Have you got an idea in your mind?
At the minute, we've got 11 songs that we know are album ready. We might push it to 15. We don't want to sell ourselves out, so we'd rather do, you know, a shorter album that does ourselves justice than push it and put songs on that we don't really believe in. Because we are really quite enthusiastic and passionate about our music. So obviously when you're writing, it's a chance to express yourself. So you only want the ones going on the album that you think do yourselves justice. So probably between 10 and 15 somewhere, I'd guess. The standout numbers obviously with Sun Is Shining, which is probably going to be our first EP, which seems to get everyone talking, and it's a summer anthem really, and it gets people smiling as well.
Okay, good. I tend to ask a few bands this question, but do you have kind of a master plan or a dream for where you might be, saying, you know, the medium to long term future? I mean,
I think originally we just kind of came together, to just a set of four lads that we came together to enjoy it, so just to see it as a hobby. But at the moment it's kind of, we're getting all this like popularity and it's just pushing our confidence up. So I think we're gonna take it as far as we can.
We said next year ideally, we want to get on the festival stage, so you know, we've got Copperfest hopefully that we're going to do in Wales next year already. This year's about establishing ourselves, getting heard, get our album out there, start next year, get gigging again, building to get on as many festivals as possible next summer. Long term, obviously amazing thought of getting signed, you never know, but you know, if we can enjoy it and get some experience on festivals, etc., that's what it's all about, isn't it? Performing live is where you get your buzz as a musician, you know. In the studio is great, jamming's great, but when you're performing live and getting immediate response, that's where you get your adrenaline and your buzz.
And there's a real live scene at the moment, certainly in Oldham and Manchester, isn't there, Andy? I mean, you know, it must be great to sort of be part of it.
Yeah, definitely. I was just I don't know if you're familiar with Dice, an app on your phone. It's really good, actually. It's like, it just basically lets you know all the live music that's going on in Manchester. So it'd be an achievement would to end up on this app. Like, Tuscan Sun.
Yeah.
£8 in at the Gullivers. Brilliant. I don't know why £8. It's a bit steep.
It's amazing the scenes, it's buzzing again at the minute. It's taking me back to, you know, 20 years ago when there was a real Manchester scene, and it feels like that's kind of building again. You know, and Anton Pell's helping us a bit at the live rooms, and obviously yourself doing this feature on us is brilliant. Dave Flint, Eric Schoenfeier's been great, Wendy Smith's been brilliant, Lewis Beckett's been brilliant, and it's just building and building. But there's so many bands out there, and I mean OK Broken are a fantastic band that have really helped us initially. They helped us get our name actually as well. We'll go into that at another point, but there's some great bands, you know, really starting to get a bit of momentum going, and it's great. And if we all support each other rather than be jealous or anything, I think that's how it's going to work.
That's an absolutely fantastic sort of note to finish on, I think, because we were a bit pushed for time. So thanks very much, Chris, Andy and Wayne. Presumably you'll be updating your Facebook page and everything with the gig dates.
Yeah.
So keep in touch with that. Cheers, lads. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.